That we take as strong as we took salvation, as strong as voluminous as we took salvation. Don't forget, try and send your questions on this one to me. If there are no questions, then that will be the end of understanding Genesis series 2. We are with series 3 next year. But if there are questions, should we do part 10 and we make it okay for now? So, of course, you are saying to me on what I have taught you. Don't ask me who is the brother of Cain. The sister of Cain. I don't answer such questions. The wife of Cain, all those things. Don't know. Bible is about redemption. So, say life is good. Amen. Yes, you want to teach prosperity. Write it now. Amen, amen. So, there are pleasures to enjoy in life, in ministry. So, this is a topic that I need, that you need, that we all need. So there are things, ministry is sweet, life is sweet. God has made a good world for us to enjoy. And there are lots to enjoy, again, if only we can stay healthy. Praise God. So, healings 101. Healings 101. God help me. The minimum we are going will be the more we are pursuing salvation, the more we will pursue this. Amen. So much I wish to say. I need this, you need this. I want every organ in our bodies to be perfect when we are 100. Amen. Our legs, our eyes, our ears, everything will respond to the power of God. We are going to learn to stay healthy and also to heal others for ourselves, for our world. Amen. We dispense healings to the fullness by the power of God. Say, by the power of God. So, see today as an introduction. So, the first step in understanding if you can be healed or if you will be healed at all is to be convinced of that character of God. So, please, at least in this church, we have some nice series for you to feast on: God's word, God's action, the judgment of God. Can the Bible be wrong? Explaining Job's calamity, stopping demonic activities. Please do your best to lay hold on these things. They will first convince you of the character of God. Because now I am done today, you understand why you need to first solidify yourself in that constancy of God's character. James 1:16. The character of God is what brings that. This is the character of God is why we can explain Bible. If God can change, then the word is useless explaining Bible, because that means what you explain to people today, it can change tomorrow. Abi, what you are saying today, tomorrow it can just change again. So, Bible is explainable because God is the same. Hallelujah. The Bible is explainable at all because God is always good. So, it's either God is always bad, unpredictable, or always good. And if he is not always one, the Bible cannot be explained. The Bible can be explained if God is always bad. Then John's reason should have been something like, as for Satan loved the world. And what? Gave is, I don't know what you would have given anyway. So, Bible can be explained because the intelligent author is always good or always bad. So, just pick one. You cannot pick in between. If it's in between, what you cannot say anything from the Bible. Because it can change. Abi, it can change tomorrow. So, don't blame us for always explain the good God. But that's what we'll be doing again. Praise God. In fact, that's what we just finished doing again in understanding Genesis. So, James 1:16, as loud as you can, read for me. One to go. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Amen. Okay, we start from there. That word err is a Greek word planaro. Planaro. It means don't be led astray. Don't be deceived. Don't be led into error. Don't be led astray. Don't be led away. Don't be led aside from the path of virtue. Don't be led aside from the path of virtue. Don't be deceived. Don't be led into error. I'll just give you a few places where it's used in the Bible. I'll be fast because I don't want to be led astray. Matthew 18, verse 12. How think ye that if a woman have 100 sheep, and if one of them be gone astray. That's planaro. He goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray. Planaro. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. The same Greek word, he said, be not deceived. Be not planaro. Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts what good manners. That is the same word planaro. Don't be deceived. So, this one is saying, do not err, my beloved brethren. Same word in Hebrews 3, verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? Talking about the high priest. Sorry, Hebrews 5, verse 2, rather. Who can have compassion of the ignorant on them that are out of the way? Out of the way. On them that are deceived. On them that are planaro. On them that are led astray. On them that are out of the way. Hebrews 11, verse 18. See those use of words. It will help you in what we are saying. Of whom the word, Hebrews 11, 38, of whom the word is not worthy, they wandered. Wandered. Don't wander away. They wandered. Lastly, 1 John 2, 26. 1 John 2, 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Seduce. Seduce you. So, we can say in James 1, back to James 1, 16, do not wander away, my beloved brethren. Don't be deceived, my beloved brethren. Don't be seduced. Don't be led into an error. Don't be carried away. Don't allow your experience to deceive you. Don't allow the things you are seeing happening around you to deceive you. Don't allow your expectation that you didn't see, don't allow it to give you a different mindset about God. Because he now told you in verse 17 that every good gift, that things that God gives, they are good, they are perfect. Without what? Variableness, without shadow of turning. So he said, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be led astray. That will mean there will be things, sorry to say, there will be experiences that what? Will tend to take you away, to tend to take you astray. There will be experiences that will tend to take you away from this path. There will be a lot that will tend to just cause you to say, no, God is God, cannot be always good. He should be schizophrenic. He should be good in the midday, fear in the evening, evil at night, wicked in the midnight. So you will have, in fact, you will have almost a tangible evidence. You will almost see God pointing gun at somebody on the highway. Pwah, pwah! Shot him dead. But he said, don't be deceived. That's not your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, errors will always come. But don't be deceived. Don't be carried away with them. Some things that some of us, we have grown up to know, to assume, and that's one major thing I was dealing with, almost 50% of this series, that prayers get unanswered because of sin is an error. That prayers get unanswered. At times we pray to God to heal us. He does not do it because of sin. Brethren, check the sin in your life. We are going to check everywhere Jesus heals somebody, and we are going to see how many sins they confess before he heals them. Amen, amen. And at times, we also have this error of, so people say, when you are a younger Christian, what happens? God answers your prayer faster. When you just became born again, God answers your prayer faster. See, but as you keep growing, God will be stalling you small. You will pray, say, okay, hold on. You know what Pastor Nika said? he said when they told him that, he said, don't worry, I will not grow. He said, what's the point? Why will I grow? And my prayer started entering voicemail. I will just remain a baby forever, be like Henry T. Amen, amen. I didn't finish it, amen. You can Henry T anything. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we have a lot of junks that we have to vomit. In fact, to the, even some word men, these things, they are sitting there subtly, unconsciously. Because it tells your attitude in the place of prayer. You don't have to tell me that you believe that God is always good. I will ask you, how do you pray? How do you face situations? Why do you give up at times in prayers? Amen. Okay. James 1 verse 5. We are not going to look at the mechanism of answering prayers yet, of getting leads yet. Let's see who we are praying to. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him what? Ask of God that giveth to all men how liberally and what? And what? Say upbraid not. We have studied this word upbraid in which series is that? This is the it makes me better. Okay, thank you. So we saw that even the place that was used, that should be in Mark 16. And Matthew 21 or so, or 22, where it was used like Jesus upgraded some system because of their unbelief. Well, we actually saw that what he did was to correct them. Amen? He corrected them. He never found fault in them. Bible says God does not upbraid. It means Jesus does not find fault. Say, I don't find fault. Say, I'm born of love. Say, I'm a love being. Say, I'm a good person. Say, I'm happy to be with. Say, I celebrate people. I'm a celebrator. Hallelujah. Celebrator. Fascinator, whatever you call it. Fascinator, anything you call it. Amen, amen. Verse 6. Okay, he said, 5 again. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of me, which giveth to all men, liberally, and upbraid not, and it shall be given him. Amen. You can replace that wisdom there with anything, please. If any man asks for a bull, right? Oh. 6. But let him ask how. Please don't put bull there. Amen. But let him ask what? How? In faith. Or let me quickly start answering you some questions I will answer later. Because this is healing, so I will not really buttress talk about prayer generally. So I'm just shipping some stuff. For instance, anytime you are praying, or let me just say this very clearly, you are praying for who to marry. Please. You must know what you are asking for. If what you are asking from God is to marry a madman, or a man that does not have a choice, a man that is a robot, if what you want to marry is a robot, right? God will answer you that day. You will see him that day. Amen. If who you want to marry is somebody without choice, somebody. But as long as who you are praying to get is what? Somebody that will be able to decide yes or no. Emoji. God is not your village juju man that will say, go to Baba, I want that girl. Touch and follow. I don't use it for you before. Say, God, Baba, I want that girl. That's evil. He does not do that. Amen. So if that's what you are looking for, you know where to go. Go back to your village. Amen. It works. Praise God. And what your eyes see on your road to rebellion, Ephraimah. Amen. Praise God. So as long as you are praying to marry a sane man, calm down. I'm not saying clearly. Calm down very well. He's not always in God's cadre. God will not even force any man to come and marry you. Maybe you are not even... Sela, thank you. So, okay, let us stick with healings. Because a lot of people, I can show you that, I shut then. I prayed, and now you see my age. So, what should I do? I say, you have prayed, Abby, so what should I do? Amen. Hey. James 1, verse 7. So, like there was a guy that was chatting with me something. Yes, I'm coming to Abuja. I will need a job. In three conversations, you have said, I will need a job. I just said, sir, I'm a pastor. I just wrote it, I said, I'm a pastor. I don't manage your expectation. I'm a pastor. If I have jobs like this, do you think you are the first person I will give it to? Amen. I will remember Bubu before I remember you. Amen. Amen. No, there are things you can do now. Amen. Stop coughing. James 1 verse 7. So, he now said in verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with wind and tossed. 7. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So, now, write this down. So, in praying, you must be devinous. See what he said. Let him ask in faith. If any man asks for wisdom, he didn't just say if any man asks, he was specific. In prayers, man must be definite. You must be resolute. It must be clear what you are asking for. In healing the body, it must be clear. The power of God must be well directed. The power of God must just go straight to what you want it to do. You must not just take it up and down. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Be fast. Matthew 6, verse 7. And when you pray, come on, open your Bible, come on. You are slow, man. And when you pray, want to go? Yes? And when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now, let me explain this. Now, some people have explained this like, okay, don't say anything twice. Ah, no. Do you know what it's called vain repetition? When you are talking so much and you are saying nothing. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Yeah. What is the thing? What is the thing? You sang that song 20 times. What is the thing? Don't forget, he said, if you shall say to this mountain, be it what? Removed, be cast into the sea, and you shall not doubt where in your heart, but shall what? Believe that the things that you say shall what? Come to pass. You shall have what you say. So we have saying almost three times in that place. So nothing wrong with saying. Remember the woman that touched the body of Jesus? Bible said, and she kept saying that if I may what touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So there is nothing wrong in when you say something twice or more than twice. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the real issue. You must be resolute. Verse 8, don't be like them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need for before you ask him. Are you with me? So, vain repetition is when you are not actually saying it. As the heathen do. God bless me. Yes? Do what? Be specific. Direct the power of God. And this time we are talking about the health. Our body, our health. So, if you think sin prevents answers to prayer, I will give you a shocker right now. There is a guy in the Bible that I don't even think is in heaven. 1 John 3 verse 12. Please open that scripture. I don't think this guy's in heaven. Oh, glory. 1 John 3 verse 12.
Okay, once we let's read. Not as Cain. I want to hear your voice. Come on. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherewith slew he is him, because his own works were evil, and his brother righteous. Rush to Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. The first prayer that was prayed in the Bible, who prayed it? Who prayed it? And when he didn't pray it, immediately he finished killing somebody. Genesis 4 verse 10. Of course, let me leave the story of the killing. Flow with me. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which openeth her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall henceforth yield unto thee, it will not, sorry, not henceforth yield unto thee our strength, a fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the ark. Verse 13. Everybody as loud as you can. Read for me, yes? And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. 14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. Hold on. Hello? What do you see there? Thou hast what? Driven me out this day. Do you remember what happened to Adam in the garden? He was driven out, right? Can you see the driven out again? Okay, so keep that somewhere. Maybe tomorrow. And now from thy face shall I what be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Now, 15, want to go? And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Wow. 16, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Serious. So, we never find this man doing anything in the redemptive plan of God again, but he prayed and God gave him. So, why do you think is your sin that is preventing God from healing you? You now, you are God's son. You have the Holy Ghost. You are a citizen of heaven. Yes, give me the rest. You are forgiven. Any other thing? You are sanctified. You are glorified. You are in ministry. You are God's sharp girl. You are jointed. You are even the head itself. You are joint nose. God's trophy. God's object of the security. You are chosen generation. Hallelujah, priesthood. Celebrator of God. God's touch. So you are at the right hand. So it's you that God will now say, let's see your sins now. Sister, your sin is heavy. Go back to James 1. Come on. Tell your neighbor, say, do not err. Say, do not err. Say, don't be led astray. Say, when you are praying for healing, be resolute. So, sin does not stop God from answering prayers. Although sin can fill your mind. Now, please write this down. Although sin can fill your mind to the intense that you don't pray. Okay, think on that. Sin can fill your mind to the intense that you don't pray at all. But sin is never, has never been the cause. Go and check everywhere Jesus healed somebody in the four Gospels. He never asked them, how many sins have you committed? So, back to James 1 verse 13. By now, everybody in this church should have known this. So tomorrow we just continue. We round up understanding Genesis and this. We continue this. Like I remember of Kennedy again. That I said even everybody that he pastored, that none of them died young. They were all LD. I want to have a church like that. Glory to God. I want to have a church like that. We adopt our body with the word so much. Yes. Say yes. Yes. I know you are young. Okay, come on. James 1:13. Life is good, man. Life is good. There are good things in life. Just stay healthy. James 1:13. Come on, let's read together. Want to go? Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. 14. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Oh, now hold on. Let me just tell you something. Now, you know this journey in this way is negative, right? We have studied this journey in context, but it was negative. So he said, when lust is conceived, right? So if you are on the negative path of conceiving lust, right? It will bring what? Sin. When sin is finished, brings forth death, all without God's involvement. So man is capable of this journey. But don't forget, how did it start? You conceive it. Why not conceive health? Ask yourself. What happens if you put a good thing in that place of lust? So, write this down in your notes. Man is capable of producing good things for himself. That is your makeup. The same way man was capable of death, man is capable of producing good things for himself. And especially right now in the new creation, the power of God is already with you. In fact, at your disposal, at your beck and call. Are you with me? So, now, rush to Matthew chapter 13. Let's see that the explanation of the parable of the sower again. So, the same way, the word of God is not the problem. It's how do you fellowship with it? How do you relate with it? Matthew 13, 18.
Come on, let's do this and let's see if we can go before 20 minutes time.
Are you there? Good, let's read. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. 19, read for me, everybody. When everyone hear the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the way. So, what is the issue of this man? Is it the word or that he does not understand? So, for you right now, seeking for health, seeking to always be healthy, seeking to heal others, what must you do to the word? Understand it. So, please write that down. I must seek to understand the word. At times we are just looking for formulas of healing. You just mix one Goya oil plus what? Put your handkerchief inside it. Drink this thing three times a day. We are just looking for occultic practices. We are trying to revive our old ancestral jingles. Those that you do before. Okay, a new question. Thank you. So see verse 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of healing. See, he hears the word of healing. Sorry, I'm putting healing because we are discussing healing. This is healings 101. Trust me, we are going to 101, 102, 103 to 109. Amen. So is the same is he that heareth the word of healing. He rejoiced with it, and not with joy, receiveth it. 21. What happened? And yet he hath not root in himself, but endureth a while. So when small symptoms, when tribulation, when he hears of a small outbreak, what happens? By and by, he is offended. And he lost it. Sorry, you know, you get my interpolations, right? Now, see 22. He also that received the seed, he received the word of healing among the thorns. Is he that heareth the word and the care of this world? He does not have time. He must finish the series of Game of Thrones. It was Major Moyaki that said this. He said, I don't understand. So you are looking for healing for cancer and you still have time for Super Story. Are you okay? He said, you want to be healed of cancer. Till tomorrow, I'm still upset that Dora died of cancer. I could, because I love that woman personally. These are things I do. If I heard then that, was I married then? So I didn't think I have any job. if I heard then that this woman is sick, personally, because every day is VG, I'll just organize prayer band. This woman will pray for her that she will not die. What is cancer? Amen. But it was power of God. And we lost that woman in Nigeria. No, it's pained me. It's a woman that single-handedly went entered a bar, closed down shops. Oh, glory. So we must be strong on the word of healing, okay? So when you are looking, once you are, this is not what you just take lightly. You know, salvation right now, God saved you and you are saved there. Eh? Now it's salvation. And there's nothing you can do that can change it. But this is healing. This is healing. This is what you want to use the power of God to do. This is what you want to use that consciousness of salvation to do. So you must take it strongly. So you must be devoted to that word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches shock the world. Can you see that? Shock the world and it becometh unfruitful. But 23, come on, let's read down together. I want to go. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, and also what beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. So even among those who understand productivity as he was different, that would mean levels of understanding. Now, somebody will say, but I understood the word right now. Yeah, we'll see very soon if you understand. Genesis 18. I'm almost rounding up. So, you can see that it is not the seed that determines the outcome. It is rather what we do with the seed. The seed determined nothing in that place. The seed was always constant. The seed was always okay. Rather, is what man does with what he receives. See, you don't have to get to, of course, I've been to redemption camp. We prayed for Pastor E. Adeboye personally. I didn't think I've been to Kenyaland before anyway. But these are great men that, but funny enough, what is applicable from them, even your baby at home can pray for you and you get the same thing. Amen. Because it's about God's word. It's always constant. What happens most time is that you honor that man so much that you believe that when he prays for me, what will happen? It will happen. But if your wife just prays for you, say, it's not just you. Amen. So you must learn to honor believers. Say, I honor saints. So Genesis 18, 22. Genesis 18, 22. And the men turned their face from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. Now, see 23. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" 24. Peradventure, there be what? 50 righteous within the city. Will thou destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are daring? 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, like he's preaching to God, imagine, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of the earth do right? 26, everybody want to go? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. 27 now. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. We will see the issue in this place. Peradventure, there lack 5. Oh my God. What is wrong with by the Abraham? There lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Without this. Oh, I don't understand. You know, as I'm reading this, it's so funny. You just came down from, I don't know how many people will be in Sodom. Let's assume, just give me a figure. 1,000, more than that. Let's assume 50,000 people. You just do permutation combination, brought 50,000 back down to 50. So you now think coming from 50 to 45, that is what will make God angry. Are you with me? You just remove about thousands of people, spared about thousands. Now you now remove 5 to show you that it's not God that is wicked there. It's somebody that did not comprehend enough. He did not understand. See it? Where are we? Verse 20, 28. Peradventure there like 5 of the 50 righteous, without destroy all the city for the lack of 5. And what did God said? And he said what? If I find there, how much? 45. I will not. Please, can you see that the response of God is strictly what he's asking? God could not go beyond or what? Above. Next verse, 29. And he spake unto them, unto him yet again, and said, peradventure there shall be 40 fun there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. 30. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Who told you he's angry? He came to you for that same purpose. That is why he didn't go straight to Sodom. He wants you to stop that disaster. Are you with me? So he now said, peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said what? I will not do it for if I find 30 there. 31. And he said, behold, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 people found there. And he said, I will not destroy for the 20's sake. 32. Let's read 32 and 33 together. I want to go. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Who sent you? Okay. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. 33. And the Lord went his way so as soon as he had left communion with Abraham. And Abraham returned into his place. What if Abraham himself said, God, don't worry, I'm moving there. I'm going there myself. What if Abraham simply said, God, Lot is there, for Lot's sake, don't destroy. So the issue here is Abraham. Don't forget, every request of Abraham, God said yes. Every. But, and also notice, one good thing Abraham did was, he was specific. He didn't use vain repetition. He was specific in what he is looking for. But in what part did Abraham fail? He quitted too early. Is it quit or quitted? Huh? Does quit have past tense? So also, how much have you comprehend of God's love? Or rather, let me say this way. How much you have comprehended of God's love and God's character will show in how much in how you pray. At times you are praying for a specific healing. You have prayed first day, second day, third day, you didn't see it. On the first day, what are the thoughts that will come to your mind? Maybe God has a purpose. Just like there's a guy that said that he commits fornication. He said, okay. Uh-huh. So what next? So he was now very sick. So one person now went to greet him in the hospital. He said, well, how come you are this sick? He said, God did this thing so I can stop. Unfortunately for him, even in the same hospital, he started looking at the nurse. Say, God is always good. So it was Abraham that stopped quickly. This is why that is intercession was not referenced anywhere in the Bible. It was not referenced. See, knowledge will set you to pray right. Knowledge will set you to pray with assurance. And I don't know if you saw how big what Abraham was trying to do is. Abraham was not even trying to stop the people from sinning. Wow. He was trying to prevent the consequence of sin. He was praying against judgment. Yet God said, yes, no problem. Wow. That's strong. That would mean by our prayers, people might do things that warrant judgment, yet the judgment will not come if you can pray. That would mean you can truly be guilty in a matter. You can truly perhaps abuse your body, use your body wrongly, but if only you can still see that good God that will not punish you for your sins, he will heal you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Your words are sufficient to stop judgment. I learned that from Pastor Nanyika. Your words, they are sufficient to stop judgment. But don't forget, you must keep talking. You must not quit too early. It was because Abraham stopped talking, that was why the judgment came on Sodom. If Abraham kept talking, don't forget, God was not in a hurry. Or rather, the angel. was not in a hurry. He waited till he finished. But Abraham was thinking that, I am reaching the extreme. I have reached the elastic limit of God's love. Amen.
Praise God.
So, tell your neighbor, say stay healthy. Yeah. Say stay healthy. So, in this series, I will teach you how to be committed to words. How to be committed to words. Please, learn, try, do your best. Don't miss any part of this series. And if you missed, or if you cannot be here, just Facebook, follow us live. Because these are not things you take sparingly. That is one thing I have observed about health and healing. You cannot do it once in a week. You must take it like a tablet. Amen? When we take chloroquine, if you don't follow that 3-3-3, I mean that you know, that thing is terrible. Eh? Give it three. Every 6 hours, I mean, three. If you miss one, you will see that you have to start. When you are done, nothing will go. You will start all over again. Oh, is that Amala? That terrible one. That one is very big. Amen. Or the injection. Oh God. You now put pyritin, right? Amen. Praise God. Some people now say, and especially if it's time for that. If it's that one, if you don't treat it fully, what will happen? You just come down for 2 days. Third day, you are back again. Why? It's the human body. But our tool to doctor this body now is the word. But what must be there? Consistency. Amen. That is why at times you can just go and download our currency again, healing scripture, every message is mentioned about healing. You just be listening to it every day. The word cannot fail. It's commitment. How do you get commitment? I mean, how committed are you when you are doing your master's? When you get your BSc? Every night you are studying, right? Every night you are looking at it again, right? Computer programming, C++. Programming, like you are just committed to it. The same way goes for the word of God, especially in man's commitment is needed. Amen. Say, I stay committed. Say, not just for myself, but also for my loved ones. I treasure God's word in healings. So, I want you to stay healthy and plenty others around us. Nobody here will die of all those things around here. Nah. We will doctor this body by the word. And with the power of God. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Pray in tongues. Thank you. So do your best. Don't miss any. When we are done with this series, ensure you listen to each part like 5 times over and over again. That God is good.